Welcome to the Hidden Healing Podcast, The Heroine's Journey. This podcast is just for you. Yes, you, you beautiful soul and kindred spirit, with a gentle heart who, because of life's circumstances, have been hurt, neglected, and left in so many ways to fend for yourself because the adults who raised you weren't able to be what you needed or provide you what you needed in the early years of life. I have a hunch that you, my friend, have worked really hard to have a good life and to provide one for your family, and you've succeeded, but you still aren't feeling connected to the people in your life or fulfilled, and you're always meeting other people's needs, which never allows time for your own needs. You've likely already done work on yourself, so this journey isn't new to you, but you know that there is more to be done. In this podcast, we'll talk about how complex trauma robs you of joy and connection, even into adulthood, until you do the inner work. You may be wondering, what more is there to be done? Well, let me tell you. Helping others on the journey of healing from the impact of complex trauma is my passion. I have spent the last 5 years really digging into what specific aspects of healing will bring the biggest impact in life and how to open the doors to more healing and connection so that you never feel lonely or disconnected again. So listen in as we discuss complex trauma and how you have the power to change how you feel and, yes, change your life now. This episode is brought to you by Clear Concepts, Courses, and Coaching. Do you ever wonder if you've experienced complex trauma? Find clarity with my free mini workbook. It's designed to help you identify complex trauma and figure out if you could have it so that you can break lifelong patterns that may be keeping you feeling stuck and alone. This resource is your first step towards healing and recovery. So get the mini workbook to start uncovering answers today. It's straightforward, it's supportive, and it's yours for free. Begin your journey to understand and to healing now. The link is in the show notes. Hello, I'm so glad you joined me today. How's your day going? I'm really happy to be here with you this week. Spring might just be my new favorite season. In the past, I've always said that I was a summer girl, but I just feel like spring is like the breaking of dawn when things really light up and get going. I'm also loving our forsythia and the daffodils and all the early spring plants. Those are things that I never stopped to appreciate before I started this journey. We are already planting our garden. The planting for some early bulbs has started. And I have a few plants in a couple of weeks that we plan to plant. And in the past, I never planned for our garden. It just happened when it happened. Often a little late for our short growing season here in West Virginia. But it's exciting to see my change and my growth. And these things might seem like silly measurements of growth, but it also shows so much about my growth. So for example, the fact that I'm stopping for pleasure and for joy, for things that I never have before, shows that I'm able to allow those feelings in. And that shows that I've done a lot of work to have the capacity for joy. I mean, think about it. Women with complex trauma worry about bad things happening. We're just so used to it that we just expect it. It becomes our normal. And so we're always waiting for the other shoe to drop. And then when we feel happy or joyful for a minute, we get scared that we'll miss something important. And then we'll lose control and the things we overlook will blow up in our face. And of course, there's the guilt of feeling good. I mean, do we even deserve to feel happy? And then back to what we said before, that we're just so used to stress and anxiety. We know what to expect, how to handle it when it happens. Happy and joy? Well, that just feels strange. And maybe it's okay to feel low-key happy, but really happy? Mm-mm. That would just feel too uncomfortable. You know how complicated it is. So the fact that I didn't go into a winter depression, even though life didn't stop throwing stressors at me, and now spring is here, and I'm so stable and happy that I can plan a garden and think of the future, that's a big deal. That shows sustained growth. Healing from complex trauma is a journey, and you have to keep your eye on the progress and figure out where you are in the healing process. And part of that is noticing how you're growing along the way. The garden planting is a small indication of healing, but when I notice it, I can reflect on my growth. And when I see how much I have grown, it builds confidence that I'm on the right track. If you've been through complex trauma, it means that you've been through some really tough stuff and for a long period of time. Your body and your mind got used to feeling stressed out all the time, like you're always on high alert. You got really good at spotting problems and taking care of everyone around you to keep everything nice and calm and safe. Now, healing's about changing all of that. It's unlearning old habits and learning new ways to think and feel that help you feel better and safer. So it's rewiring your brain to see things differently and take care of yourself in a new way. And as you heal, you build the capacity to allow happiness and joy. But we have a ceiling, so to speak. We can only learn and apply so much at one time, and there's really two reasons for this. One is because, just like in school, you have to learn the basics before you can attempt to understand or apply the advanced stuff. Like, you can't do algebra if you don't learn to multiply and divide. So you have to learn some basic stuff about complex trauma. And you have to be able to believe what you learn. Not just believe it, but believe it about you. Like, you may have learned that how you grew up is not your fault, and that you are lovable, and those types of basic things. You have to learn those things before you can believe that you can heal yourself. So that is the first reason. The second reason we have a ceiling is that you have an internal thermostat. This thermostat is measuring your internal comfort zone. And if you get outside of that window of comfort, it gives you pain or discomfort, so you get back in that range of comfort. You can change the thermostat, but either have to have like a major event that creates a paradigm shift, or you have to do it a little bit at a time. Like, think of people who win the lottery and then they're broke within 5 years. It's a perfect example how their money comfort zone was set at a certain level, and when they went way above that level or zone, they naturally course corrected, and well, they're back in the zone of comfort, which is broke. But say, for instance, they got a $3 an hour pay raise at their job, they'd probably be okay with that. It might shock them, but they'd figure it out, and they might even start enjoying it. So we can only learn so much, and especially when we're trying to apply what we're learning. So that makes the nature of healing something that can be described as taking time, as effort, and almost like a staircase. You have to take one step at a time on your way up. So now you get the idea that healing involves levels. It also involves cycles. Some of the steps in the cycle include learning, noticing, applying, a cocooning phase, and growing. And then you take the next step and you do that all over again. The beauty in this is that you learn the steps in the cycle of healing, and then you keep leveling up and leveling up. It's important to be able to identify where you are in the journey, though, because at times you may have overwhelming feelings about your progress, or that you have backslid, or at times you might not even be able to see that anything changed at all. But if you understand how the journey looks, you can also identify where you are in the cycle, and this will help you to continue on your healing path instead of giving up. To be honest, during times when you have identified a thinking distortion that you want to work on and you're in the applying phase, you can really feel like you're deep in the messy middle. You know what I mean? Like, when you have a great therapy session and you walk out and you're a mess, you're just exhausted from the emotional workout of looking at it all and acknowledging and seeing the thing that you want to change. And then maybe from shedding some tears about it all. But also now you kind of see a negative pattern that you want to change. And so the first few attempts at making a change can feel so hard and messy, and especially if other people are involved. And so it's out of your comfort zone, which can cause physical symptoms like headaches or lethargy. Things can get really messy when you're facing the past and trying to heal. Like, think of a craft project you've done. How about any Cricut owners out there or cuddle bug owners? I used to make greeting cards, and just let me tell you, when I got going, things got really messy. But in the end, I had an amazing card that I made. The mess and the hard work, they were worth it. But when my husband looked at my table and, you know, if the craft lasted overnight, the mess that he saw did not look good or make him happy. But the mess and the hard work, they really are worth it. The healing journey can be a lot like that. It can feel really messy, but in the end, the light at the end of the tunnel is so amazing and rewarding. As someone who likes to know what's ahead, I think it's important to talk about the journey so that in times of distress, we can have this knowing that this is expected and that we can keep moving forward and that we have a knowing that when we see the light of day again, we'll feel stronger and we'll feel change for the better. There's a lot to learn and consider on this journey, but being able to see a map of your path and know how to read that map is one of the ways that you can bring stability and comfort to yourself during this journey towards healing. And again, when you see how far you've come and you get to feel proud and confident that you're doing the true healing work, it just feels so good inside. Over the next few weeks, I want to talk about the stages of healing from complex trauma. I want to answer questions like, what can you do to support yourself during those times when you're out of your comfort zone so much so that the thermostat has kicked on and is trying to get you back down into that comfort zone? And what are specific stages of healing from complex trauma? And what are some common signs of progress or growth in the healing journey? And I want to end this episode with the answer to number 3. What are some common signs of progress or growth in the healing journey? This is a great way to end the discussion because success leaves clues. We just need to know what to look for. Healing can help you deal with tough situations in a healthier way because as you're learning healing tools, you're building a tool bag full of tools and strategies that will help you face problems with confidence and resilience. And as you progress in your healing journey, you might find it easier to set goals for yourself and actually achieve them because you know how to show up for yourself now. And being kinder to yourself and practicing self-care causes you to get in touch with feelings of connectedness with yourself. You start to feel comfortable with yourself. With time, this allows you to become open to happiness and joy on a deeper level. And then you might also start to feel more connected to the other people around you because you feel more connected to yourself. Other signs of progress in the healing journey include feeling happier, handling challenges better, feeling more connected, and making better choices. Healing from complex trauma is a cycle that takes you up the stairs of healing. Each stage of the cycle offers opportunity for reflection, for learning, and for growth. You get to navigate the journey at your own pace, keeping track of where you are and how much you have grown and changed, stepping ever closer to the true essence of who you are. It's like you're climbing each level of the staircase and you begin to look ahead more than just this day or this week because you have some hope and some confidence and some happiness. Thank you for joining me today. I know your time is valuable, and I appreciate that you chose to come here. Remember to go to the show notes and grab your free mini workbook. It's designed to help you identify complex trauma and figure out if you could have it so that you can break lifelong patterns that may be keeping you feeling stuck and alone. This resource is your first step towards healing and recovery, so go get the mini workbook to start uncovering answers today. It's straightforward, it's supportive, and it's yours for free. Begin your journey to understanding and healing now. The link is in the show notes, and I'll see you next week.